On a frigid March day 5 years ago, a little girl with autism escaped from her elementary school in Northeast Philadelphia. Most stories that begin like this end in tragedy, but not this one. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us about the mom who kept fighting and turned a dark day into a brighter future for Philadelphia's most vulnerable kids.
Kathleen Connolly tries not to think too much about March 7th, 2014. But when she does, her mind always drifts back to Torresdale Avenue.
And when I think about what happened there, what happened at Torresdale? Only the driver's in Livy now.
Livy is Olivia, her then 8-year-old daughter. Sometime around 1:30 on that day, she bolted from her public elementary school and ran towards Torresdale, a busy street that runs through their Wissanoming neighborhood. Olivia has autism and is mostly nonverbal. She doesn't cross streets on her own.
And I wonder how she did it, because she's never been without an adult. So I don't, did she stop at the corner like she's been taught to? Or did she just run across? Did cars screech to avoid hitting her? I'll never know.
Olivia eventually wandered into a snowy field and at some point took off almost all of her clothes. About an hour after Olivia escaped the school, a passerby saw a near-naked child and called police. Her mom never knew anything until the cops called.
I was here, oblivious that anything was going on, that my whole world was on the line down the street.
Some children with autism are prone to wander off or elope, and when they do, the consequences can be deadly. Olivia could have walked into the icy Delaware River just a few blocks away. She could have frozen in that snowy field. Or she could have been struck by one of those cars on Torresdale Avenue. Kathleen Connolly was prepared for this possibility. She says she warned school leaders about it repeatedly.
Often even when you think, boy, you better watch it, this is going to happen, you yourself still think, but it won't really happen. You guys would never let this happen. Come on.
There was supposed to be a safety net for Olivia that day. Her special education plan required that the school appoint a single staffer to look after her all day. But Connolly says that in the months leading up to Olivia's disappearance, her aide had only been working half days, including March 7th. It's unclear why, but this was in an era of steep cuts to school district budgets. No matter the reason, Connolly says it was unacceptable.
I had been so vocal about the possibility that this would happen, the likelihood even.
The school district never totally explained itself or admitted fault in the case. They ultimately settled with Connolly's family and soon after started paying for Olivia and her twin sister, who also has autism, to attend a specialty private school. Connolly could have let the case drop there and no one would have blamed her. But on the day of her settlement, she says one of her lawyers pulled her aside.
And he said, you know, I've been looking for a case that would help me bring this issue to light.
In a separate federal lawsuit, Connolly and her lawyers pushed the school district to change the way it treats vulnerable kids like Olivia. And this fall, they came to another settlement. Some money will go into a trust for her daughter's education and care, but she's prouder of the policy changes that this settlement forced. The settlement compels Philly to hire individual special education aides quicker and to make sure there are substitutes available if the school can't make an immediate hire. Alan Yatvin was one of Connolly's lawyers in the lawsuit.
Kathleen was adamant that she wanted to see the system change. She wanted to make sure no other parent went through this. And I think that to have a client like that is a gift.
Connolly went through 5 years of court battles, much of it because she wanted some larger good to come from her worst day. And in the end, she does credit the school district for being willing to compromise. Connolly is able now to talk about the frightening events of March 7th, but it's a lot harder for her to talk about what this settlement means big picture.
When I think about all the kids that will no longer fall through the cracks, I get pretty emotional about that. You know, about this having been used for the most noble of reasons.
The line between tragedy and uplift can be razor thin. Somehow, little Olivia made it across Torresdale Avenue that day. She saved herself, and who knows how many others. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.